And tomorrow, of course, is going to be the Speak Out Council AUKUS No War Forum. And we've got Shirley Winter on the line from the No AUKUS Coalition. G'day, Shirley. How are you?
Good morning, Annie. I'm well. How are you?
Yeah, it's quite a nice day. They said it was going to rain, but it didn't. Maybe it's got it up its sleeve. So tell us about the big speak out that you guys have organised for us.
Yeah, thank you. So essentially this week is the third anniversary of the announcement of AUKUS by the Morrison government together with the UK and the US. That was on the 14th of September. But it's also tomorrow, 21st. September is the International Day for Peace. So we thought that it would be appropriate to organise a public forum and activity on the 21st, on the Sunday 21st, because we know that AUKUS is preparation for war. It's a military pact and it's been set up, developed and grown into basically into initiate war, US-led war on China or with China. So so tomorrow is the public forum in Melbourne. That will be part of the National Day for Actions Against AUKUS. So there are other activities around the country, commemorating basically the anniversary of the announcement of AUKUS. Some of them had already been held in South Australia. There was they had a rally, the Pakawa, which is the Port Adelaide community opposed to AUKUS, had a rally and a number of other events around Australia. So our event tomorrow is part of that National Day for Action.
Well, one of the things that's so obvious about this format is that you're actually wanting other people to come, because I think that people feel that, you know, it's a fait accompli in the sense that it's a really bad idea, that it's not about submarines, it's about us taking a whole lot of nuclear waste from all these countries that don't know what to do with the nuclear waste, that it's directed towards a war with people who are our major trading partner, and in fact that ordinary Australians have absolutely no say in it at all, that it's undermining our sovereignty. Have you decided to do a speak out like this to actually allow people to actually express these opinions?
Well, there will be during the event on Sunday, there will be after the speakers. So the speakers are going to be Richard Cantor. People are familiar with Richard from the Northwest Institute. He will actually speak about the updates, the most recent updates on AUKUS. And also bring in some discussion on the role of time gap in the genocide against the Palestinian people being committed by Israel and the UN. Margie Beavis from the Medical Association for Prevention of War, she will talk about the exorbitant cost that AUKUS is putting as a burden on Australia, on Australian people. Emma Shorten from the Australian Institute, we'll talk about the alliance, and of course, AUKUS is entrenching Australia into the US alliance, and it's blocking us into all of the US-led wars. Stephanie Houston from the Health and Community Services Union will speak on, she's an organiser, and she will speak on the impact on workers, on the working class of wars. And Hamish McPherson is from Labor Against War, so people are familiar that. A growing number of rank and file members of the ALP now very strongly opposing AUKUS and criticising the parliamentary leadership. Tim Reid is the final speaker and he's a Green Senator. The event will be, the speakers will be moderated by Joseph Camilleri, and there will be a panel discussion with the six speakers, but there'll also be a Q&A, and part of the Q&A will be inviting people to people to propose actions, how we build and continue to develop and grow the NGO AUKUS anti-war movement. Mm-hmm. So there is that opportunity, and we do encourage people to come up to voice their views on how we build the movement, the anti-war movement.
It sounds like a great initiative. I think it would also be, I would be really interested to hear your opinion about why, despite the fact that AUKUS is not a particularly popular policy, even within the military, there are lots of people that don't think AUKUS is a good use of government money. Did you have any opinions about why the government is so committed to AUKUS despite the lack of support?
I think my personal opinion is that the Australian government is now totally subservient to the US, particularly the US domination, global world order. I think that that they have aligned themselves, the government has aligned itself with US, the US domination of the world, and we can see that happening, the role that they're playing, that the Australian government is playing in Asia-Pacific, in the Pacific countries, and, you know, the latest episode with in Papua New Guinea with the so-called treaty of merging the two militaries, the Australian and the Papua New Guinea military. We know that the Papua New Guinea military will be under the US, under the Australian command, but Australian military is under the US command. And the reality is that there are a number of people within the Defence Department that the current defence, you know, current employees or personnel in the Defence Department, and also the former personnel from the Defence Department, that are highly critical about the level of Australia's defence or military being integrated into the US military agendas, global agendas, and they're basically under the US command. And I think that politically and ideologically, the Australian Labor government has aligned itself, has put itself with the US global domination. And we can see that happening at the United Nations, where resolution after resolution that has been vetoed by the US, that Australia basically rubber stamps the US.
Well, you're right, Shirley. They certainly do. I mean, it's a real wake-up call, isn't it? Can you tell our listeners which part of the Trades Hall that they should be going to for this meeting at 2:30?
Sure, sure. So the part that it will be held in the Solidarity Hall.
Yep.
There will be. We've got a band playing, a new band called Breeze, the Young People. We'll have some of the songs from the Trade Union Choir, although they won't be there. And I should say, can I just say one last question?
You sure can.
Is that AUKUS is not just submarines. AUKUS in many ways, sorry, submarines.
No, it's not even about actually, submarines.
AUKUS submarines are Trojan horse for much deeper integration into the US wars, which is the AUKUS Pillar 2. And the AUKUS Pillar 2, and more information is coming out about the AUKUS Pillar 2.
Well, you know, it's funny, you know, on the government's website about AUKUS, you know, where there's all these opportunities, the guy that is the CEO of the AUKUS project is standing there with a 10-gallon hat on his head, a cowboy hat on his head. And I was saying, I was thinking to myself, people in Australia should start getting ready to be another suburb of America. Maybe they're going to put a new star on their flag.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, and that's happening in West Australia.
Yeah, I know.
In Henderson. I mean, it's incredible. There's 12,000 US, you know, personnel that are going to be housing. And this is why, you know, we've got tens and thousands of homeless people in Australia, but that's just another issue. But can I just say one other thing about why we must continue, with the campaign. Opposing AUKUS is part of building an anti-war movement in Australia, because there's a lot of similarities now to the situation or the conditions in the period preceding the World War One, where you had new alliances being formed between big powers. And the world was being redivided. And that's what we're witnessing now. We're seeing it in our region. We're seeing it in Europe with Ukraine. We're seeing it in the Middle East. And so the new alliances and new pacts have been formed, military and economic. And who are going to be the foot soldiers? It's the ordinary working people, the working class, who are going to be put on the front lines, figuratively speaking. So building that anti-imperialist war movement in Australia is really, really critical. And having an independent foreign policy so we're not pulled into an inter-imperialist war is absolutely, one of our priorities.
And I think you're right to point out that there's a degree of urgency to pushing back against this stuff at the moment. Last week, obviously, we had the news about drones being spotted over Poland, and also the French government releasing notices to hospitals to prepare for war by 2026. So Europe is positioning itself or preparing itself for conflict in the near future. We've obviously got massive increases in conflict in the Middle East. So I agree, there's massive reasons to be concerned about who we have military alliances with right now.
Thanks for talking to us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. And please do come to this forum on Sunday, tomorrow, 2:30 p.m. at the Trade Hall. That's at the Solidarity Hall. People will be at the front directing you, people, to the actual Solidarity Hall.
Thanks, mate.
So thanks for the opportunity and all the best. You're doing great work.